Adjustment hearings. Please join us in standing for the pledge to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Our first order of business will be approval of the agenda.
Chairman, the agenda was revised on March 7th of this year to add the approval of minutes and findings of fact for the meeting on February 4th of this year and the minutes for February 18th of this year.
Very well. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, motion's carried. And next would be the approval of the minutes for and the finding of facts for February the 4th.
So moved.
And I second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those approved or opposed, motion's carried. And according to the agenda, we also have approval for the minutes of the 18th.
Yeah, we just did a brief note there that the fact that it was called, we didn't have a quorum, so no meeting was held.
Okay.
Just some memorialization of what happened.
Okay. So since Mr. Calloway was here, are you making the motion to approve?
Yes, I sure do. I make the motion.
And I would have to second it if since we didn't have a quorum.
That's correct.
So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, and the motion's carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and they proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct cannot be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimonies for the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.